Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. My name is Michael Lewis Ingram, and welcome to Soul Tree Radio and the Raw. Our Sci-Fi Fest continues. Saturday night traditionally has been monster movie night. We've had Chiller Theater and Creature Features and other so-called names that would encapsulate the fact that it was the night to be inside, have dinner real quick, sit by the TV, and be scared to death. Now, the thing that I have to always wonder about is how they determine what would scare you. What really is science fiction? I know there was one series of movies that they used to call Chiller Theater. Now, for Chiller Theater, they would do this graphic with claymation, and it would be all kinds of spooky stuff. And at the end, the hand would go down and go, Chiller. Now, it took me at least a whole year to realize that there were six fingers instead of five. Dumb fuck I am. But that's another story for another time. Now, as black folks, we always wondered, you see so much shit done to us, and you got to wonder, you know, someone's thinking what we're thinking. Has there ever been a chance or plan or plot to get rid of black people? Well, somebody directed a movie that dealt with just that. Now, in some ways, there's always a little bit of white supremacy and all that, but it's a different story when black people do it. Check this out for yourself. Read the hard way. Thank you.
Thank you. Look, I know your pain. Listen, I don't know what to tell you. But listen, Jimmy's here now. Let me get back to Lauren. That's right. He's at the studio. He wants to know if you want to cancel the session or what. Listen, I know you don't believe it. But I can stay here. If it comes to mind, I can hear you. It's going to be all right. Why don't you go in?
Yeah. Thank you. come on, that's bad.
Oh, man.
What you gonna get down on, man?
Yeah, man. Shoot, what you want? Now look, you're not looking good. Most of all, you're not sounding good. But come on, man, give me some real sound, okay?
Hey, man, it's kind of listen to that, baby. Something wrong?
Yeah, something bad. I guess I'm getting on everybody's nerves, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Charles. You're doing some good.
Some good, sure.
Hey, fam. Thank you
for making
a lot of fun
with everybody else in town.
Yeah, I'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
that's all I need. I need you, baby. I just said hello, right? Want to do the next step, baby? Yeah, come up behind me, man. Just come over here to find out. So I was down here, too.
What word, man?
You know, that's what I like about you, Jimmy, your self-assurance. Okay, man, you just passed him through, right? Anyway, you know his name? Yeah, I can't know what you're talking about. And that's real nice. I mean, I am honored. You tore yourself with all that money, tens of pounds, small man, just for you. You know something, Jimmy?
It's a long way from South Africa.
Yeah, man, about the 15 minutes. It's not like you got your ass in swing. Need your help, Jim. I know that's going to be tricky. So what can talk about it? I'm sorry, it's one of the crazy songs. I mean, I'm sorry, it's done, man. Every year. You tell me, you tell me problems. And what do you want from me, man, huh? In Chicago, man. I got a public relations firm, cheap, good time. Whatever, man. But the rest of the world, they have to be good. Good old Chicago, so everything will be cool. And it just ain't my greed. Well, I'll tell you, well, no choosing allowed. I don't feel like both of them, huh? And the house was out of this store.
What are you saying?
Get all of it. She's going to get all of us, man. Yeah, just because you got his ass shot, it don't mean shit.
It doesn't. Oh, yeah. I know that bullshit.
How do you convince me? Shit, I wish you explained like that before, man.
Yes, there are people who don't understand. Suicide, the method of systematic extermination. Think of the historical precedents. All right. I fully understand what was tried. But from a tactical point of view, this little mixture of mine is as lethal as cyanide. And the selecting has already gone perfect. Let us work on black folks. Leave the rest of us alone. You better be damn sure. Just like Sid Sullivan, you know, Sid Sullivan. Anybody else is just like you, right? The more effective you do the appropriation is, the more person you're going to see. How fast did this stuff work? Some 2 hours rooms. Did God 7 days to create the world? You'd be cleansing just 3. Thank you.
Please. Be prepared to suffer.
I can look at you all day.
Because whoever has a better gown, it's in the chest. Because it tells me a funny story. hospitalization with the doctor.
For sure.
Yes. That's a heavy number of disruption they had.
Well, you don't just stand around and wait to see if they can play.
It looks like it all comes out even, though.
Sounds good. Three to home. Three cities, three of us.
You freak! You butcher and you lunatic!
She appears to be quiet by this, sir. The next show spreads.
We can always change her, little.
No. We need her just as she is.
Jimmy's getting to you, isn't he? Well, you guys are really ahead.
Actually, you're running into a slight delay. Seems your Jimmy has aligned himself with two other savages.
I've got a pretty good idea from there. Let me tell you something. When the three of them get through with you...
What makes you think that three of them will survive the next 24 hours?
Want me to quiet her down?
That's... Keep her amused. Get her back to her room.
With pleasure.
So you're saving her from some sort of emergency. Only fitting. Lost a lot of men in New York.
Due to their own stupidity.
Did you have a problem with the quality of help?
Telling me those devils about your vaccine.
Precisely. Let me just move ahead. Maintain our time schedule.
It mustn't be delayed. I'd like to take chances.
We may lose our chance if we hesitate. Do you remember what you said to me when we first met?
Yes. I remember.
You asked me to secure a place for you in history.
Yeah. It's true.
This is your moment, Mr. Feather. This is your glorious moment. History is watching, waiting for your decision.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
We go forward.
Thank you.
can you hear me, baby?
Thank you.
know, Jackie's definitely going to get worse than that. She already talked to Keith in Washington. And he's moving. So am I, brother. So am I. Damn.
Hey, Jimmy. I'm gonna send you to sleep. You sleep. Sure.
Can you get the guy?
This is his head, baby.
Let's go.
Oh, well, Jimmy, you sure have made your best kid. I've been looking everywhere for you. I'm good. Just the one you broke in that fire to go home with us. Don't give me that shit, man. I can fight you right now.
I'm hurt and I'm deep.
Charlie, you have my face.
Yes, sir.
this. Thank you.
Gentlemen, countrymen, brothers, today is our glorious day, the moment that we have waited for, worked for, has come. Even as we stand here together, victory is ours, not for ourselves, but for our posterity. The achievements of Los Angeles, Washington, and Detroit will soon be known to history. They cannot stop us. We have begun to march. No power on earth can stop us now.
All right, let's move.
today has been our glorious day. Thank you for all your efforts, Doctor. We could not have done this without you.
Science has never been passed without us, but you've been able to survive. And this is
it. All right, thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Now, as you walk out the theater, with a smug smile on your face, just remember, white supremacy produced this nonsense. It wasn't science, and damn sure wasn't fiction, because you better believe they've thought for years, what can we do to make this premise come true? It may be just a movie, but as we say, just because it's in celluloid don't mean they ain't out to get you. Now, of course, the 70s were loaded with black action flicks, which came with the disgusting nickname blaxploitation, you know. But it doesn't change the fact that it was some white supremacist wet dream to come up with the concept. And somebody else is to say, we'll make money off of this. They'll buy this shit big time. And they were partly right. The movie was popular. It definitely grossed cash big time in the theaters. Fred Williamson started his own movie production company. And he had some success with his own thing. Jim Brown was doing movies ever since he left the NFL. And Jim Kelly, he started Enter the Dragon, which is a classic, and, of course, introduced the world to Bruce Lee. But in terms of the science fiction aspect of it, this is what we know is true. There's one race, the human race. Think groups, but one race. The only difference between you, me, and everybody else aside from gender is hair texture, eye color, and the amount of melanin in our skin. That's it. These motherfuckers know that's it. And whatever or whatever, they've neglected to tell everybody the truth. Well, that's at least a two drinks discussion. Tomorrow, we will spend a little time playing some music and we will recognize our brother John Harrison, who also passed away, along with our brother Keith Huntley, and we will recognize Total Music Concepts for the genius organization that it was. These guys taught me how to spin, and I want to send my love back in return in some fashion or form by recognizing how great they both were. It's a shame that time sometimes reminds you what's important and what isn't. And sometimes we're too late to really recognize the importance of it. However, we will do what we can and recognize. That's it for now. You got to get to safely. There's no coming attractions. Just enjoy life. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. On behalf of all of us here at the tree, shout for now.